Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's still this terrible confusion all through the body of Christ of people trying to convince each other and preaching to each other and believing these lies. You know, somebody had an accident. Teenager got killed. Well, we don't know, but you know, God took them and we don't know why. No, God didn't take them. They went early and they went wrong. If they're believers, He received them. But He didn't take them. Wrong language. And having your body crushed in an automobile when you're 18 is not a blessing. There ain't no way you can make a blessing out of it. Contracting cancer or AIDS is no blessing ever for anybody. As long as you're confused about this, you will be absolutely faithless when it comes to receiving a healing or deliverance. If you're questioning the will of God about these things, you cannot have faith in these areas. And faith is how you receive. Amen. Faith is how you resist. You're not going to resist something you think might be the will of God. You're not going to go all out to receive something you're not sure it's God's will for you to have. That's why we must not, like the Ephesians says, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. How are we going to find the will of the Lord? Don't ask everybody you know. Get in the book. Is that right? Get in here. Get it settled for you. Don't take my word about anything. Don't take any preacher's word about anything. Get in here. Get it settled for yourself. Is this a curse? Then God doesn't want me to have it. Amen. I'm not supposed to have it. In fact, I've been redeemed from it. Is it a blessing? Yes. I'm supposed to have it. Yes. Is that right? Yes. Go for it. Yes. Reach for it. Yes. Confess it. Yes. Lay hold of it. Yes. Never get the two confused. Yes. Never. Never. Get rid once and for all of this blessing in disguise stuff. That's not a biblical concept. God and the enemy are not working together. Amen. Ever. Amen. With anything. He's God's enemy. Yes. Enemy. Like I said, I get adamant sometimes. Why? These lies are killing people. Yes. These lies are destroying people. The enemy is just doing all kind of stuff unchecked. Unchecked. You got to stand up against him. You got to resist him and he'll flee. You got to lay hold of what's been bought and paid for. Do you believe it, saints? In order to do that, you got to be confident. In order to be confident, you got to be sure. You got to get it settled somewhere, sometime. Right? This is a blessing. It's good. God wants me to have it. This is a curse. It's bad. God don't want me to have it. If he don't want me to have it, all he had to do is nothing, just not let Jesus come, and I'd have been cursed. But Jesus came and took my place and took the curse in my place and redeemed me from the curse. Take your time. Go read Deuteronomy 28 carefully. See how much bad stuff is in there and how many of those things some people are calling blessings in disguise. Read it. And every time you see something, so glory to God, I don't have to have that. Glory to God, I don't have to have that. Glory to God, I never have to have that. Glory to God, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Did you find Proverbs 26, 2? What does it say? We've seen it before, but we're going to camp on it a little while tonight because there are great answers right here. As a bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. How many like the sound of the curse not coming? Do you like the sound of that? The picture is that of a bird that flies around and around and around but doesn't land, doesn't light. And the picture is the curse that's going around and around and around but doesn't land. Doesn't light, doesn't land. NIV says it like this: an undeserved curse does not come to rest. The NET says, the curse without the cause does not come to rest. The Amplified says, so the causeless curse does not alight. Do you keep hearing that? Not come to rest, not come to rest, won't come to roost, does not alight. Does not alight. Now here is the, you see some of the language on some of these translations, they bring out undeserved, undeserved. So here's the question. Do you deserve the curse? Because the curse, causeless. And that word causeless could be translated for no reason. For naught, it's translated oftentimes. The curse won't alight for no reason. There's got to be a connection. Now this goes hand in hand with Ephesians, and they'll just put it on the screen for us. You don't have to turn there. Ephesians 4:27, anybody remember what it says? Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. This is revelation here. What does that mean? Can you give place to the devil? Yes. Can you?
Yes.
Yes. Many, many, many have. You can do it ignorantly. You can do it knowledgeably. And here he says, don't do it. The understood subject is you. Don't give place to the devil. Now some of the things he's talking about here, one of the things he's talking about is anger and rage. And there are other things involved in this. But the Bible said, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. By not submitting to God, yielding to rebellion, you're giving place to the devil. Even when the law and the curse were first spoken of, what connected you to the blessing? Obedience. Amen. Right?
Right?
What connected you to the curse?
Disobedience.
Can you see that?
Right.
Well, we are not justified by keeping the law now, but there's still spiritual principles and there's still the curse and blessing in the earth. We see things like what happened with Job. What connected him to a lot of curse? He said the thing that he greatly feared came on him. And you see the language in Deuteronomy 28 talked about the blessing coming on you, and it talked about the curse coming on you. Coming on you. Well, that's, you could say it like this, it landed on you. It lighted on you. So what makes connection with the blessing and what makes connection with the curse? Even though you've been redeemed, you can yield to wrong things. You can give place to the enemy, can't you? Any child of God, no matter that they are gloriously born again, their sins are washed away, they received and confessed Him as Lord, that doesn't mean you lose your will. You can go next week and do something stupid. You can yield to wrong things. You can give place to the enemy. You can do it after a year. You can do it after 20 years. You can do it after 60 years. You can yield to wrong things and give place to the enemy. If the enemy has place that you gave him, whether it's a little bit of place or more or a whole lot of place, what's he going to do with any place you give him? He's going to steal. He's going to kill. He's going to destroy. Doesn't matter if you were born again last week or if you're a preacher or who you are, you give him place. He's going to use it. Right? To steal, kill, and destroy. And can you see that's what's happening in the curse? You're being stolen from. Things are being destroyed. Things are being killed. The curse can't function without a connection. Just like electricity. Can you see that? We want to stay on the right side of electricity. We want to stay on the right side of gravity. And we want to stay in the blessing and stay out of the curse. One of the most basic things, one of the most basic parts of this is your mouth and your heart. Go to Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Do you believe there are answers here tonight? Thank you, Lord. In Deuteronomy, you know, Deuteronomy 28, then there's chapter 29 and then 30. All this flows together. And notice in chapter 30, verse 11, chapter 30, verse 11, this commandment which I command you this day is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that you should say, who will go up for us to heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Have you ever heard that passage before? And you probably didn't hear it from Deuteronomy. Where'd you hear it? Romans chapter 10. Well, this must apply to us, right? If it's in Romans 10, because, I mean, that's some of our favorite verses, is how to get people born again, is Romans 10, 9 and 10. Well, this is what leads up to it. The word is very near you. What's he talking about? He just got through going through all of Deuteronomy 28 and 29. He said, verse 14, the word is very near to you. Let me just pause right here. The connector is very close to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me